Imagine you're standing right at the edge of this huge, beautiful ocean. It's vast, stretching as far as your eyes can see, and the waves are gently rolling in, whispering tales as old as time itself. Now, think about this for a moment. There's a treasure, but it's not hidden under the sand or buried under an X marks the spot. This treasure is way more special because it's inside you. It's invisible, sure, but it's there, and you can feel its presence. It's as mysterious as the ocean, but also as clear as daylight once you know what you're looking for. This treasure, my friends, is the Holy Spirit. Today we will be looking at a very interesting and thought-provoking subject. That is how to know if you have the Holy Spirit, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. But here's the big question. How do you know if you have this treasure, the Holy Spirit, within you? Well, let's dive into this adventure, kind of like how you dive into exploring a map, but our map is no ordinary one. It's the Bible. In the Bible, there are lots of moments that show us what it looks like when someone has the Holy Spirit. Think about the story of Pentecost in Acts 2. The disciples were just regular folks, not much different from you and me. But when they received the Holy Spirit, whoosh, they started speaking in languages they didn't even know, so they could share the good news with people from all over the world. It was like they suddenly had this superpower, but really, it was the Holy Spirit working through them. Or consider how Jesus, in the Gospel of Luke, Luke 4 verse 1, was led by the Spirit into the desert. Even there, in the tough times, being tempted left and right, the Spirit was with him, guiding and strengthening him. It shows us that having the Holy Spirit isn't just about feeling good or having a special ability. It's also about finding strength and guidance when things get tough. The fruits of the Spirit, talked about in Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23, are another big clue. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When you start noticing these qualities popping up in your life, it's like finding evidence of the Holy Spirit at work within you. It's not about being perfect, but about growing, bit by bit, to become more like what these fruits represent. And don't forget about the gifts of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12 verses 4 to 11, wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. These aren't just random talents. They're like special tools given to us by the Holy Spirit to help us live out our purpose and help others. So, just like standing in front of that big, beautiful ocean, recognizing the Holy Spirit in your life can make you feel small yet part of something vast and amazing. It's about seeing those moments, big or small, where you feel guided, strengthened, or just filled with a peace that doesn't make sense any other way. That's your treasure, right there. And the best part? This journey of discovery never really ends. There's always more to explore, more to learn, and more ways to see the Holy Spirit moving in your life. 1. A new desire for God's Word. Imagine this. You've just discovered a book so fascinating, so compelling, that you can't help but read it every chance you get. This isn't just any book, though. It's one that starts changing you, bit by bit, from the inside out. This is what it feels like when the Holy Spirit starts working in you, sparking a brand new craving for the Word of God. Just like newborn babies who naturally hunger for milk, this new desire for God's Word is a sign that the Holy Spirit is living inside you. Peter talks about this in the Bible, saying we should crave spiritual milk, 1 Peter 2 verse 2. But why milk? Well, think about it. Milk is fundamental, the first form of nourishment that babies need to grow strong and healthy. In the same way, God's Word is our spiritual milk, essential for our growth and strength in faith. This hunger is more than just an interest. It's a deep need, something that becomes as vital to your spirit as food is to your body. It's about waking up each day with an eagerness to dive into the Bible, to understand more, to connect more deeply with God. You might find yourself thinking about Bible verses throughout the day, applying them to your life, or feeling a pull to discuss them with others. This craving is a clear sign of the Holy Spirit's work within you. It's not just about reading for the sake of reading. It's about a transformation that starts happening in your heart. The more you feed on God's Word, the more you grow. Your perspectives change, your priorities shift, and your actions start to align more closely with God's will. This new desire for God's Word is like being given a map when you're spiritually hungry. It guides you, feeds you, and leads you to treasures you never knew existed. And just like any journey, there will be challenges and questions along the way. But that hunger, that craving for God's Word, keeps you pressing forward, eager to see where this journey with the Holy Spirit will take you next. 2. Inner transformation. This inner transformation is like watching a garden come to life in spring after a long, cold winter. Before, there might have been patches of ice and bare branches, but with the warmth of the sun, everything starts to bloom. This is what happens inside you when the Holy Spirit is at work. The Bible spells it out clearly in Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23, talking about the fruits of the Spirit. These aren't just nice qualities to have, they're evidence of a deep change happening within you. We're talking about love that goes beyond just feelings, joy that doesn't depend on things going your way, peace that sticks around even when life is chaotic, patience that endures, kindness that touches others, goodness that shines, faithfulness that doesn't waver, gentleness that disarms, and self-control that guides your decisions. Imagine being in a situation that would normally make you lose your cool, but this time, you find a sense of peace and patience that wasn't there before. Or think about a time when you might have acted selfishly, but instead, you choose kindness and generosity. These moments are signs of the Holy Spirit's transforming power. This transformation doesn't mean you become perfect overnight or that you won't face challenges. It's more about how you respond to those challenges and how you grow over time. You might still feel the pull of old habits or attitudes, but there's now a new force within you, guiding you towards better choices and helping you to bounce back with grace. This inner change is also not just for you. Like a garden that not only beautifies a space but also provides oxygen and a habitat for creatures, the transformation within you has a positive impact on those around you. Your relationships can start to heal and deepen, your communities can become stronger, and your example can inspire others to seek the same kind of change in their lives. So, if you're noticing these fruits of the Spirit in your life, even if they're just starting to bud, it's a beautiful sign that the Holy Spirit is active and working within you. It's an invitation to keep nurturing that relationship, to keep seeking God's Word, and to keep opening yourself up to the ongoing work of transformation that the Spirit brings. 3. Sensitivity to sin. Having the Holy Spirit in your life introduces a kind of spiritual sensitivity to sin, akin to having a finely tuned moral compass. This compass doesn't just show you the difference between right and wrong in a general sense. It becomes a personal guide, making you acutely aware of your actions, thoughts, and their congruence with God's will. Romans 8 verses 5 to 6 illuminates this beautifully by contrasting the desires of the flesh with the desires of the Spirit, pointing out that those led by the Spirit set their minds on what the Spirit wants. Imagine walking through life with a light that illuminates the path ahead, showing you where to step and where not to. This is what it feels like to have the Holy Spirit's guidance concerning sin. Suddenly, things you might not have thought twice about before now give you pause. You become more reflective, questioning not just the big choices but the small ones too, because you recognize their impact on your spiritual journey. This sensitivity is not about feeling guilty all the time or living in fear of making mistakes. It's about becoming more aware and intentional, about noticing when something doesn't align with God's path and feeling that gentle nudge to make a different choice. It's a process of learning and growing, where the Holy Spirit helps you to see more clearly the life God desires for you. Moreover, this heightened sensitivity aligns with the desire to please God rather than just following your own whims or the expectations of those around you. It might mean making decisions that don't make sense to others or even to yourself at times, but they feel right in a deeper sense, in a way that brings peace to your heart and mind. It's also about community and relationships. As you become more sensitive to sin and its impacts, you start to see how your actions affect not just your own life, but those around you. This can lead to deeper, more honest relationships as you strive to interact with others in ways that reflect God's love and grace. This journey towards sensitivity to sin is not a solo endeavor. It's a partnership with the Holy Spirit. It involves prayer, reflection, and sometimes seeking guidance from others who are also walking this path. And as you grow in this sensitivity, you find that it's not just about avoiding what's wrong, but actively pursuing what's right. Living a life that radiates the love, joy, peace, and other fruits of the Spirit. 4. A call to community. The work of the Holy Spirit isn't just a personal journey of transformation. It's also about bringing you into a larger story, a community of faith. Just as Acts 2 verses 42 to 47 paints a vivid picture of the early church, where believers were deeply connected through teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer, the Holy Spirit today still draws us toward the warmth and unity of Christian community. Think about the feeling you get when you walk into a room where you know you're surrounded by friends who share your values and beliefs, where there's a palpable sense of being part of something bigger than yourself. This isn't just about finding people with common interests. It's about feeling a spiritual pull towards fellowship where you can grow, learn, and be vulnerable together. This call to community means more than just attending services. It's about actively participating in the life of the church. It might be joining a small group, getting involved in service projects, or simply sharing meals and conversations. It's in these spaces that faith moves from being an abstract concept to a lived experience, where the teachings of Jesus are worked out in the nitty-gritty of everyday life. The early church's example shows us that being part of a faith community isn't just beneficial. It's central to our growth as Christians. It's where we can be encouraged, challenged, and held accountable. It's where we can practice the one another's of the New Testament. Love one another, serve one another, forgive one another, bear one another's burdens, and so on. Moreover, this sense of community extends beyond just our local congregation. The Holy Spirit connects us to the global body of Christ, reminding us that we are part of a vast and diverse family of believers. This perspective can broaden our understanding of faith, challenge our assumptions, and deepen our compassion for others. If you find your heart warming to the idea of community, if you're eager to connect with others who are walking the same path of faith, it's a strong indication of the Holy Spirit's work in your life. This isn't just about socializing. It's a spiritual magnetism that draws us together, building up the body of Christ so that we can support one another, grow in faith, and witness to the world around us. So, if you're feeling that pull toward community, embrace it. It's a clear sign that the Holy Spirit is not only working in you, but also inviting you to join in the larger work of God's kingdom, which is always done together. 5. Prayer becomes more natural. When the Holy Spirit starts working in your life, prayer begins to shift from something that might have once felt like a spiritual chore to becoming as natural and essential as breathing. This transformation in your prayer life is profound. It's like finding a new language that you didn't know you could speak, a language that connects your heart directly to God. Romans 8 verses 26 to 27 sheds light on this beautifully, explaining how the Holy Spirit steps in to help us in our moments of weakness. Sometimes, we might feel overwhelmed, not knowing what to say, or even how to articulate the deep longings or confusions of our heart to God. It's precisely in these moments that the Holy Spirit plays an indispensable role, interceding for us with groans that words cannot express. This means that even when you're at a loss for words, your prayer is still being heard, because the Spirit is translating the unspoken groans of your heart into prayers before God. This concept can be incredibly comforting and freeing. It means that prayer doesn't require eloquence or even coherence. Your prayers don't need to be perfectly crafted speeches. They need to be honest expressions of your heart, no matter how messy or wordless they may be. The Holy Spirit understands your heart's language and ensures your prayers reach God, word for word, sigh for sigh. Moreover, This newfound ease in prayer fosters a deeper relationship with God. You start to see prayer not just as a way to present your requests or seek guidance, but as an ongoing conversation with a loving Father who cares deeply about the details of your life. This conversation doesn't have to be scheduled or formal. It can happen anytime, anywhere, because the Holy Spirit is always with you, ready to listen and intercede. As prayer becomes more natural, you might find yourself turning to it more frequently, not just in times of need, but as a way of life. It becomes a reflex, a spontaneous turning of your thoughts to God, whether in gratitude, seeking help, or simply to say hello. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, gently drawing you closer to God, making prayer as natural as breathing, and constantly reminding you that you're never alone. 6. Boldness in witnessing. The transformation of the apostles from fearfulness to boldness is one of the most striking examples of the Holy Spirit's power in action. Before the Holy Spirit came upon them at Pentecost, they were often uncertain, regularly misunderstanding Jesus' teachings, and even hiding in fear after his crucifixion. But once they received the Holy Spirit, as described in Acts 1 verse 8, they were completely transformed. They stepped out into the streets, speaking about Jesus with a boldness that had been unimaginable just days before. This wasn't just a small boost in confidence. It was a radical overhaul of their ability to witness. If you're noticing a newfound courage in yourself to talk about your faith, to share the impact of God's work in your life, or even just to engage in conversations about spiritual matters where before you might have stayed silent, this is a vivid indicator of the Holy Spirit's presence in your life. It's as though you've been equipped with a new strength that doesn't come from your own resolve, but from something, or someone, much greater within you. This boldness doesn't mean being pushy or disregarding others' feelings. Instead, it's about having the confidence to stand firm in your beliefs and to share them when opportunities arise, doing so with love, respect, and a deep sense of conviction. It's about not being paralyzed by fear of rejection or ridicule because your focus is on something far greater: the joy and obligation of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Moreover, this boldness often comes with a sense of urgency and clarity. You might find that the Holy Spirit not only gives you the courage to speak, but also guides your words, helping you to articulate your faith in ways that resonate with others. It's as if the Spirit is not only working in you, but also through you, reaching out to others in your life. Remember, the apostles were ordinary men, not renowned scholars or orators, yet their witness, empowered by the Holy Spirit, laid the foundation for the Christian church and changed the course of history. Similarly, the Holy Spirit empowers you, regardless of your background, education, or social status, to be a witness for Christ. This empowerment is not for your glory but for God's and for the advancement of His kingdom. So, if you find yourself stepping out in faith, speaking up about your beliefs, or simply living your faith more openly and courageously, embrace it as a sign of the Holy Spirit's work within you. It's a call to join in the Great Commission, empowered not by your own abilities, but by the Spirit of God who lives in you. In the midst of life's inevitable storms, whether they're personal trials, health issues, relationship problems, or any other kind of turmoil, the peace offered by the Holy Spirit is not just a temporary reprieve, but a deep, enduring calm that doesn't seem to make sense from the outside. Philippians 4 verse 7 talks about a peace that transcends understanding, and that's precisely what the Holy Spirit provides. It's a kind of peace that doesn't logically follow from the circumstances, a calm that doesn't come from solving a problem or changing a situation, but from the unshakable assurance that God is sovereign over every aspect of our lives. This supernatural peace is a strong indicator of the Holy Spirit's presence within you. It's like being in the eye of a hurricane, where, despite the chaos and destruction swirling around, there's a profound quiet and calm. This peace is the Holy Spirit's way of reminding you that, no matter how tumultuous or uncertain life may seem, you are not alone, and the God who holds the universe in His hands is the same God who holds you in His care. Experiencing this peace doesn't mean you won't feel fear, anxiety, or sorrow. Those are natural human emotions in the face of hardship. What it does mean, however, is that beneath those surface waves of emotion, there's a deeper current of peace. Knowing that God's love for you is constant and His plans for you are good, even when those plans are beyond your understanding. Moreover, this peace can be a powerful witness to others. When people see that you can maintain a serene and hopeful demeanor in the midst of life's storms, it raises questions. It makes them wonder where your peace comes from, providing opportunities to share about your faith and the role of the Holy Spirit in your life. If you find yourself experiencing this kind of peace, cherish it as a precious gift and a reminder of the Holy Spirit's comforting and sustaining presence. It's a testament to the fact that while we may not have control over the storms of life, we have something far greater. The assurance that God is with us through it all, guiding us, protecting us, and ultimately working everything out for our good and His glory. Identifying the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life is like recognizing the signs of spring after a long winter. It's not always about a dramatic event. More often, it's about the subtle yet profound changes within you. From a deeper love for God's Word and a transformation of character to a sense of belonging in a community of believers and peace in the heart of chaos, these are the markers of His presence in your life. As you walk this journey, remember, the Holy Spirit is not a distant treasure to be unearthed, but a living presence within you, guiding, comforting, and transforming you from the inside out. Let's embrace this journey with open hearts, allowing the Holy Spirit to make His home in us, guiding our steps and shaping our lives in the likeness of Christ.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.